Vai subir o Subiu?
Just remind the 4 minutes, we're going to read one paragraph at a time, and we'll have a question, answer. If not, we'll go to the next paragraph. That's the whole thing. Okay. Can I give the next question? What page?
288, Rajana.
288. Yeah,
well, why did you say that? Yeah, Rajana says, why did you say that karma has no beginning? Babaji, material desire is the root from which all karma, fruit of action, grows. Ignorance is the root.
Can you go a little, maybe, from the beginning? Babaji.
Okay. Babaji, the followers of karma mimamsa do not understand the true conclusion of the Vedas. Quickly glancing at the Vedic yagyas and other pious deeds, they come to a hasty conclusion. The true conclusion of the Vedas they do not grasp. The Vedas explain Shrota Shvatara Upanishad 4-6 and Mundaka Upanishad 3-1. The individual spirit soul and the spirit soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are like two friendly birds sitting in the same tree. One of the birds, the individual atomic soul, is eating the fruit of the tree, the sense gratification afforded by the material body. And the other bird, the super soul, is not trying to eat these fruits, but is simply watching his form. Where is there any mention here of the mimamsa philosophers of Purva? Any conclusion that denies the existence of God cannot be good. Rajana, why did you say that karma has no beginning? Babaji, material desire is the root from which all karma, fruit of action, grows. Ignorance is the root from which material desires grow. That ignorance did not begin within the boundaries of material time. The ignorance that is the root of the individual soul's karma begins at the borderline of matter and spirit. Atasta. Therefore, the beginning of karma occurs outside the framework of material time. In that sense, karma has no beginning.
Okay. We're going to just refresh where we are. So then this will catch our attention, otherwise it will be difficult. First thing first. What happened first thing? Individually, we should pointing to ourselves. Misuse of free will. Everybody got it? Everybody well situated? No more noise? Misuse of free will is the beginning. Then, when the misuse of free will means, what is literally means? Utility is the principle, Prabhupada says. Utility means we are constitutionally positioned to serve Krishna. That is true. We are constitutionally positioned to serve Krishna. What is our constitutional nature? No. Pure love. What is our constitutional function? Those are not all same. You are made of something. And Srila Prabhupada says, inherent nature of your making substance produce a nature. Like a fire has a nature. What is the quality of the fire? Burning. So anywhere you see fire, it burns. But the fire itself has a burning quality, but only when you come in contact, you see that. Except maybe Disney World, or Disneyland, what is the problem? They have an artificial, anybody saw that? I remember 20 years back, I saw that they have an artificial fire. It's not a fire, it's just a strong wind with a silk red cloth moves so fast, looks like a fire. And the children go there and touch, and they don't get burned. But that's not a fire. So by quality, fire means has a burning quality. Similarly, the soul constitutionally positioned as a servant means you cannot change that position. Everybody convinced that? Even in the grossest material condition, your service attitude will never be changed. Even we see in this world that people are serving their other people, the employee is serving the boss is serving his family, and if there is no family member, then they get a dog or cat to serve. Service is not stopped. It's a fact. Everybody wants to serve when they feel something close to completeness. It's not complete, but something close to completeness. Because constitutionally we are set as a servant. It cannot be changed. No association, nothing can ever change your constitutional position. Period. Only we are saying that example given, if you are like a hand, part of the body, and Krishna is the stomach, then as a hand, you should serve the stomach. When stomach gets food, then hand also will be surviving good. But hand sometimes talks. Sounds like familiar in Jainism. Why do I have to serve God? Why do I have to serve your God? I'll serve whoever I want. I want to serve poor people. I want to serve whatever I like. They have the idea. They want to serve whoever they want. But problem is, now I'm going to ask this, why misuse of fuel is a big deal? Because problem is, if the hand as a part of the body do not want to serve the stomach, he wants to serve the leg, he wants to serve the head, he wants to serve the shoulder, he wants to rub the thigh, but not the stomach. Is there a problem? Well, what will happen to the... So, I don't care, stomach don't like it. Hand will die. Who said that? You, good. Smart. Try to understand this is. It's not a fanaticism. Either you serve God, or you will be doomed. There is nothing in between. If the hand does not want to serve, this is Prabhupada gave that example, very sweet. If the hand does not want to serve the stomach, but you know, people have the idea, I want to serve whoever I want. I want to serve my poor needy guy, or I will serve, what they call, blue whale. I want to save the blue whale. Yeah, I want to save that. But what about serving Krishna? No, that's, I don't have interest. How far can you go? How far can that soul go?
I'm so loud.
Please keep microphone up so other devotee can hear.
Thank you.
So, if you serve the blue whale, or you serve the poor needy people. Now try to understand this. We want to root it out, all the misconception. How important to serve God. And that absolute God is none other than Krishna. That true conviction you have to understand thoroughly through the scripture, not by speculation or some idea. Which scripture supports this and how to accommodate this. If you have all the idea to serve the world, you serve your country, you serve your nation, serve your family, society, your friend, your caste, your group, your ethnic, whatever. But you don't want to serve God. Everybody convinced that there is a problem. And the problem is, you will be doomed. Just like a hand doesn't serve the stomach, stomach doesn't get food, hand also will die. So this is necessary to understand. It's not a fanaticism, it's a scientific. So, when the soul don't want to serve Krishna, that is called misuse of free will. What is misuse of free will means? Don't want to serve what you are meant for. This is necessary to understand. Okay. When we don't serve, that means misuse of free will. Now, what happens when you misuse of free will? You will turn away from who? God. In order to serve Madhusudan Prabhu, I want to serve you a glass of water. I have to see you face to face. If I don't know who you are, where are you, how am I going to serve? So when you turn, little turn away from God, what do you see? Maya. Srila Prabhupada gave a very scientific, when the pilot was asking him, there is so much problem, evil in this world. Prabhupada said, yes. Because if people are turned away from God. But the pilot is very nice. He literally came out to sit down next to Prabhupada and ask the question inside the airplane. And he went on. Prabhupada brought that point very nicely. That when you see shadow, when you face the sun or you turn away from the sun, did anybody check? Thank you. When you turn away from the sun, you see the shadow. Maya or evil or bad, whatever you say, Satan, all these things exist when you turn away from God. When you serve the God, you do not see Maya. You do not see bad, period. Simple as this. When you turn away, you start seeing the illusion. So misuse of free will means turning away, then you saw the illusion. Then you develop a desire to enjoy separately from God. See how it's gradually progressing. Sounds familiar? How we came? You don't remember. We have to go back. So, then fear develops. Where fear comes from? The verses says in this chapter, beautiful verse, it says, Sarup Arthena Hinam Nija Sukha Puran Krishna Bimukhan. When the soul in spiritual world serve God, you don't need to look for your happiness. Why? This is very important. Because part of God means when God is happy, this is another sloka Prabhupada repeats, Jasmin Tuste Jagat Tusta. Very simple verse. Jasmin Tuste Jagat Tusta. When you serve God, when God is pleased, everything is pleased. When God is satisfied, automatically everything is satisfied. When stomach is satisfied, hand, leg, head, shoulder, everything is nourished. When root is watered, all the branches, twig, everything gets food. So in the spiritual world, when devotees serve the Lord,
then automatically their happiness is abundance. Nobody look for happiness in the spiritual world. It is a automatically other side of the coin of service. You know, coin has a two sides, head and tail. One side is devotional service, one side is happiness. You serve, automatically you are happy. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, or coward boys, or cows, nobody is looking for, today I need to eat ice cream, today I need to be happy. No seminar, no discussion of happiness. They are unlimitedly happy. Why? Because they are properly situated as a servant. Very simple. This philosophy is very simple. But the moment the soul turned and saw that illusion, then develop a desire to look for own happiness. So when we say pleasure seeking, soul is pleasure seeking by nature, when it develops at that moment. When? You have to search when. There is no need of searching all this. Come to this point. Then, when you look at that way, then the fear, when you're looking for your own happiness, then the fear, anxiety, all these things started popping. Why? Because you saw a secondary world. You know secondary world? Everybody understands secondary world? Secondary world means every world, everything has a connection with God. But Maya created it that there is no connection of God. You know, I work hard, I earn my own money, I live by myself. What if God has anything to do with it? Where is this idea coming from? Secondary vision. Yes, Maya create this. Maya create this. You understand the concept? When you don't see the connection with God, everything has a connection. Whether you believe or not, everything has a connection with God. If there was no connection, everything would be finished, disappear. Even the material illusion exists because it has a connection with Krishna. This is very important. But the moment you don't see, then this problem comes, fear of existence. Prabhupada put this a very nice English sloka called hard struggle for, no, in the dispensation of providence. Anybody heard this? In the dispensation of providence, mankind cannot have any rest. This is Prabhupada's conclusion. In the dispensation of providence, mankind cannot have any rest. This problem starts from that point. Then, guess what happened? You have created at that time? An offense. What offense did you create? That is the first offense of all offenses. What?
Forgetting God.
Forgetting God in what sense? Servant. Yes. We forgot to serve the Lord. We don't want to serve the Lord is the first offense of material creation. Vaishnava Parad, all these things come after. First offense is that. So if we engage of under Prabhupada's guidance, we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and engage in devotional service, then automatically that offense is eradicated. There is no other way. There is no other way. Just by understanding this philosophy will not be enough. You have to engage in devotional service. Side by side. This hearing philosophy is also devotional service, but that itself is not enough. You heard enough and then you still feel like influence of the modes to deviate from the spiritual path. Why? Because we are not chanting, we are not serving. We have to do both. We have to hear and serve. Hear and serve both. Hearing itself is serving. But also practical devotional service you should do. Then comes another disease. First offense, then come what disease? Personalism is born. When you do not have a, this is a very important, any religion do not promote deity worship. Just like in our temple, so elaborately, the devotees under Mother Mukya serve so nicely these deities. So nicely. You look at it, how many devotees involved. So nice, they plan whole week. To new outfit with new flower, everything. Any religion is not encourage soul to be engaged in deity worship. If they oppose, they are actually promoting suicidal for the conditioned souls. Because the soul does not have a feeling of linking with God. They are aware of the physical body, physical trees, physical everything. The Lord is so merciful, He also comes down in a form that we can approach, we can see, we can develop. But because we don't have the taste of it, if we don't encourage to see the deity, to serve the deity, then the impersonalism is there. So, after the offense, what did you get? Who remembers? After the offense, what happened? Disease of? Yes. And because of that, what is the cause of that? Impersonalism. Lot of newcomer, when they come, sometimes they cannot be attracted by the deity. They feel like, how can I think all supreme conscious being is right here? That's it. Very difficult. Very difficult because contamination is heavy from so many lives, millions of lives. Contamination is heavy. So this is necessary that Prabhupada says for the householder, you must have a deity in the house. You know, if you are married, you have a children or family, you must have a deity in the house. Deity is such a nice way to raise Krishna consciousness. Why? First thing you do, you get up in the morning, even though you don't feel like to get up. But you feel like to get up. Why? You want to wake up the deity. So is that helps? Sure. Then you offer anything you feel like eating after a while, you get up. Yeah. You offer it to the deity. It is necessary. And that same deity, most of the people in this world, difficult time to understand this. How can deity be Supreme God? And this is the most important. Very important. Chanting Hare Krishna and deity worship is very important to remove the impersonal concept. Even to a point that if you don't, when you come to the temple, look at the deity very thoroughly. Don't just overlook. Srila Prabhupada says, you remember? What did Srila Prabhupada say if you just overlook quick? Impersonalism. You're looking at the deity, but you're not focusing how is their toes, how they dress the ankle bell, how the dhoti is well dressed, the crown, the jewelry. You know how much attention they give? God needs this. Some devotee actually asked me this. God needs all this jewelry? No, God doesn't need this jewelry. In the beginning, we should think God does not need anything. Who said this? Srila Prabhupada says this. He is quoting Prahlad Maharaj's famous verse. Naiva atmana prabhu nija labha purna manam jana avidusha karuna vinite. Naiva atmana prabhu nija labha purna. We should always think that God, in the beginning, the God is complete. He does not need anything. He is atmaram. Aptakam. Fully satisfied. He is peaceful.
He's not stealing butter. That's later. First thing is that God doesn't steal. God is the most peaceful person. God is the object of everybody's love. God is the most highest form of object of worship, that anything you think the best thing is Him. He doesn't need. So then Prahlad Maharaj says that if God doesn't need anything, then why do we offer something? So no, God doesn't need anything. Manav jana abhidusha. What can you offer? You have a 3 modes of material nature in your body, in your thought, in your every activity. God doesn't need 3 modes. He does not get touch with the 3 modes. Then how is he going to take? No, God does not take anything, but He has a one quality called karuna. Karuna means mercy. He is very affectionate, compassionate to His devotee. Because He is compassionate, I cannot offer. But because God is merciful, so through His mercy, He will accept even though He doesn't need. So then you will think, why does He accept if He doesn't need? For my benefit, He is accepting. So whose benefit we offer? For our benefit. Everybody got this? In the beginning we should think God doesn't need anything, but we offer even though we are not qualified, but by the He has a compassionate, merciful quality. With that quality He accepts even though He doesn't need. Why? For our benefit. This is in the beginning. Then when you advance, then you will see the great devotee. They have so much love that they want to offer to the Lord. Then the Lord is very happy, excited to accept your lovable offerings. God's natural nature or original nature is pure love. Soul's original nature also, pure love. In this way, chit dharma is called chit dharma. Means our nature, God's nature, we are qualitatively, they are one. But quantitatively means swarup dharma, no. We are vast different. Chit dharma, we are one. Swarup dharma means He is infinite, we are finite. But chit dharma means He has a nature of love, pure love. We also have original nature, pure love. In that sense, we are one. See, in order to come, when the devotee develops so much love, then God wants to eat. Anything you do, He wants to be part of your life. That time you will see the highest form of those devotees are called Brajavasi, where God Himself claimed, iti drikshali lavi ananda kunde saghosam nimajantam aikhapayantam tadiye sitagye subhakti jitatam puna prematastam satabriti bandhu. Krishna is inviting, hey, spirit soul from Alachua. He didn't say Alachua, but I'm just adding it. Spirit soul, come to Vrindavan. Look myself. I am drowned into the ecstasy pool. And if you look at one lecture, Prabhupada says, so when you go to the ecstasy pool, ecstasy ocean, you have a 3 existence. We repeat this because we love it. What is it? What did Prabhupada say? You either swim or floating or drowning in ecstasy. Which one you like? All are good. But Prabhupada gave one warning. He says, don't stay on the surface. Go in. More deeper you go in spiritual life, more ecstasy you will feel. Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Huh? Oh, the drown?
Yeah.
You put in a better bed. Yeah. In a lecture he was speaking.
It's in the PowerPoint.
You can just, I'll give you. Okay. I'll type it. Oh, you see? You'll find it.
After that, when you have a desire to enjoy the allure activities, then what happened? Maya attracted you and she bind you. How does she bind? With the three modes of material knowledge. And last week we had a discussion that how Maya bind in by the three ropes. And you were mentioning it? Who was mentioning? That the soul, how he gets trapped in the three modes? The 50 Rasgulla. You remember? Say, give it to me. See if you can figure it. You remember it? Say it.
Okay, so you do some kind of crime, and then the king says that you have three choices. You can either eat 100 rasgullas, or have 50 whips, or 50 years in jail. And so you decide to choose the 100 rasgullas. And
because he's American, he's smart, he thinks.
So, and then... So then they start eating the first one, and then like by the time they're at 10, they're like, well, I'm pretty full. And then they just keep eating, and then they're like, oh, I can't eat anymore after 15. And then the cards keep forcing him, and after like 25, he just throws up, like, I can't. So he's like, okay, I'll just take the whips. So then they whip him once. He's like, ah, and they do it twice. And then by the time they're at 5, he just can't take it, and he passes out. So then he just decides
to... What else is
left? So then that's just the prison that's left.
Did you get all three? This is called
prison. Actually, it's food. But we try to beat the system of the material suffering. You know, in reality, nobody can stop suffering without Krishna consciousness. Then you will say, what about all this, medicine, all this, surgery, all this, so many process, yoga, exercise, this, that. We are not opposing any of this. But in reality, let me tell you the truth, what Srila Prabhupada says in Bhagavatam, fourth canto. Very nicely he explained. In Puranjan story. When the material suffering coming, it's like you're carrying a heavy load on your head. And after a while you're sweating, you can't move anymore. Then somebody comes, oh, you're struggling so much, let me help you. Say, pull, take out the load from your head and put it on your shoulder. How do you feel? Oh, much better. This seminar works. Oh, wow. This medicine works. You just forgot that load is still there, you just got little relief from the head. Suffering what you are destined, you are getting it. Only thing, now Prabhupada says also, if you see there is rain outside, you can use the intelligence. Means take an umbrella. You follow? So we use the intelligence. But don't try to like meditate only how to only remove the misery. If you focus how to become Krishna conscious, misery automatically will disappear slowly. This is the most intelligent thing. Okay. Then after that, when the strong desire to enjoy the material nature has come, just to refresh, Haribo, you do not have a rightful in your constitutional nature to enjoy Maya. You don't know how. Soul cannot enjoy Maya. Soul cannot enjoy ice cream. No. So what did Krishna do? He gave a birth of your duplication called happy birthday to false ego. And false ego came upon you, and there is a false ego Pran Govinda, and there is a real Pran Govinda. Now that, you know why sometimes struggle in the Krishna consciousness? Because the real Pran Govinda Das is looking for Krishna, and somebody is in the middle called false ego Pran Govinda Das. He said, what is the problem? I am looking. Don't worry. Whatever you need, I will provide you. This is very difficult to remove. Without Krishna consciousness, without mercy of Prabhupada and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is not possible. We should believe that. Only by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and engage in devotional service, you can minimize and destroy. Otherwise, not possible. Then comes, after false ego came, then what happened? Maya started covering you with two covering. One is called Abaran Atmika and one is called Prakshep Atmika. You know Prakshep Atmika? Prabhupada gave another fantastic example. Sometimes even you hear the philosophy and you think, oh, I could enjoy by working outside instead of becoming Krishna conscious now. I remember my girlfriend or somebody had a money. I can call and find out happiness. And you go back where you come from. And Srila Prabhupada says, did not realize that he was thrown back by Maya where he come from. This is very scary. So we have to accommodate other devotee also, practice Krishna consciousness. Because ultimately in Vrindavan, everybody is in love with Krishna, but they are harmonious. Harmonious. The biggest problem in the material world, how we all can live together in one temple, one house. Because so long in the material world, individual need is like a first priority. But what about the need of other Vaishnavas? If we focus to the ultimate, in Vrindavan, they have unlimited devotees. But everybody is harmoniously living. Nobody is on anybody's way. Everybody is very mutually loving each other. That is necessary. That's why Prabhupada said that, show your love by loving your colleagues, God brothers, God sister like this. It's necessary. Lord Krishna said to the Prachetas, because they are 10 brothers, because you are very cooperative all the time, never argue, never fight, 10 brothers, it draws attention of me. How Krishna gets attention from us? Prabhupada says, do something that Krishna will pay attention. What is that? Yes. Thank you. It's in Bhagavatam. You can read in Prachetas chapters. Krishna himself revealed. He told this to Prachetas. Because you are cooperating each other. Never argue, never envy each other. It draws my attention. I'm here. This is so nice. And this is opposite in the material world. You have your way, I have my way, you have your own bank balance, I have my bank, you're separate. The whole world is like this. Everybody has their own world. So this is what Maya Devi nicely covers. And first thing she covers, your soul with a 5-layer of ignorance. What is the first covering is? You forgot. You are servant of Krishna. Isn't like we are here like trying to learn? Yeah, I know. We heard it. We are servant of Krishna. Yeah, yeah. But do we really feel it? Seems like not yet. Not yet. Like this. Because this is the first covering. It's very deep. Under. Covered. The soul is, has a big thick cover. So then first you forgot who you are, it's the servant of Krishna. Then second covering comes, you are the body. Don't you know you are the body? You are a man, she is a girl. You are elderly, the young. You are the body. You are American, you are Israeli, you are Indian, like this. Your body. This is another covering comes. Then comes bodily expansion is mine, is my child. She is demonstrating this, see? She is grabbing her baby. This is my child, this is my house, my husband, my wife, my this, my that. We have to transfer it to Krishna's. My family is for Krishna's pleasure, my family member is Krishna's maid servant. Has to be. You have to, sooner you do this way, surrender will be taking place quick. Otherwise, you will surrender someday, but may not be pleasant way. It's better surrender with whatever asset you have. My child is Krishna's child. So like that. And Krishna has given responsibility to take, raise that child into Krishna consciousness. This is nice. Then, something else happened. What else happened? Whenever you wanted to separately, independently, away from Krishna, wanted to enjoy, then Sambhutattva we discussed, Sambhutattva consciousness, a consciousness of Shiva which identifies separate existence from God, entered in you. As soon it entered in you, then you started thinking, I am also enjoyer of this world. Everything should be for my pleasure. I should be the center of all attraction. This is very important to understand where this idea comes from. This is, now here is the fine point. The moment you start surrendering, when your surrender is over, that Sambhutattva Shiva, I did not speak this before, Sambhutattva Shiva say, thank you. Now my term is over. You have no connection with this material world or Shiva world. You enter into spiritual world, directly connected. Until you make surrender complete, this false ego will not let you go. And false ego, Shiva himself. False ego is not somebody you can squeeze or hide somewhere. Nobody has a power. And Shiva will not allow anybody to go without surrendering to Krishna. This is necessary too. What about you are big jnani or yogi? You will do your own way. I'll figure it out my way. I'm going to chant my, I'm not going to surrender to anybody, nobody. You know, I mean, why do I have to surrender? I can figure it out. So long you have this, even if you get out of Maya, you are not entering into spiritual world. You are in the middle. Neither that side, nor that side. Everybody got that? This is very important to understand. Even you try your hard best, because sometimes it's hard. Surrender means like, what about the person who tell me everything what I have to do? I cannot have my individuality. No, you have individuality. One lecture Prabhupada said, Krishna told to Arjuna, give up your so-called independence. Just surrender. As soon as you surrender, you become purified. That time your independent free will can exercise completely. But contaminated position, you do not have a complete free will, complete purified independence. It's like a prisoner in the jail. I don't care, you know what? If I cannot get out of the jail, I will commit suicide and I will get out. You think they got out? They did not get out. They just got into ghost body, another jail. They have no idea. And if somebody try to get out of the jail, there are a lot of people think like this. I don't want to surrender to God. I'll just figure it out. Some way I'll do meditation. I'll do practice of studying. I'll do some way to get out. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. You know that famous sloka Prabhupada quotes, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Gati Rannata, 3 times. No other way, no other way, no other way. And only way, only way, only way. How? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, you had a question before? Hold on.
Is Sambhutattva Shiva the fourth of the coverings? False ego?
Sambhutattva Shiva is a neutral. You know, Udashin, Udashin is like indifferent. You know indifferent, the word indifferent in English? Indifferent means you are aware of the both sides, but you are not involved. You are like, I don't know.
Neutral.
But you are aware of it. You follow? You are aware of you want to serve God. Sounds familiar? You will see some devotees sometimes. They cannot progress. They cannot push themselves. They come to this point. I need to chant. I know, Prabhu, I need to chant. I need to serve. I need to surrender. I also want to enjoy Daytona Beach or ice cream, you know, like separately. Why do I have to offer everything? Can't I just eat by myself? All this, both. You see, I'm aware of both, but I'm not, I'm just in the middle, not involved either way. You follow? Sense enjoyment is like a current. Current. Like in the river, current of water. The sense enjoyment current is coming. And then the surrender is also a current, spiritual current. When both current comes, opposite, it meets, a meeting place. The meeting place. Anybody saw two river join together? Anybody ever saw two river join together? If one river is black or dark water, one is crystal water, and then the meeting point is like neither crystal or not black, is like kind of like a hazy. Sounds familiar? Sometime in your life, if you are not sincere, serious in spiritual path, you will come to hazy. I know I have to do it, but I have to chant someday. I know sooner is better. Where are you? You are in that position. You are in a joint. How do you get out? Very difficult. If somebody is merciful, he can just push you out. That's why necessary Vaishnava association. Vaishnava can just push you. Boom! Come on, let's go chant. We'll chant. Prabhu, come on. We'll have some prasadam. Come. And then you feel encouraged again. You keep on going for a while. After that you feel like again, drop back. This is a meeting point. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. But what can you do? Something else.
So what's the fifth covering?
The fifth covering. What is the fifth covering? Death is everything. After death, you know that nothing else left. After death, nothing remains. This is illusion. People really believe. Those who are in illusion, how do you know somebody is illusion? They believe this. Oh my God. Within your mind sometimes things, I also believe that. Oh my God, that's scary. That's illusion. How do you get out of that? Srila Prabhupada says, focus on eternal 3 things. Krishna is eternal. You are eternal. Your relationship is eternal. If you focus on that, this illusion will disappear slowly. Otherwise, not possible. By analytically study of illusion, you are not getting out of illusion. If this room is completely dark, and let's discuss about dark, you will never get light. You put on the switch, there is light. So you have to bring the light in order to see the light. You follow? By pulling out the darkness, you're not getting out darkness. This is very important. By understanding Maya, we will not get out of Maya, Srila Prabhupada says. But Prabhupada says, fine print. If you analytically study Krishna's Maya, you will get out of Maya. You understand the difference? If you analytically study Maya, you will not get out of Maya. But if you analytically study Krishna's Maya, how Krishna's Maya is powerful, how Krishna is operating through her, you will get out of Maya. Very fine point. Fine print. Yes, sir. You have a question.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand free will. Okay, so my question is, we use our free will to turn away from God, that's our choice, but Krishna's giving us that choice. Can free will be used to turn toward God too?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's the real purpose of the free will. Yeah. Thank you. Then after this five illusion came, oh, you had a question?
If we share with the world love, pure love, our nature is pure love. So could that be the seed for service to God? It isn't, if that is the seed for service to God, the pure love, would not service to God in the mode of pure love automatically be surrender to God?
Yeah, surrender is actually a sign of loving. Yeah, sure. Surrender is like a compulsory base. But you understand that concept. When you say surrender, you say, what am I getting? This is reality. Oh, can you surrender 100% to Prabhupada? Who is going to maintain me? I mean, if I get sick and... what am I getting, actually? Well, just surrender. Don't worry about it. Where am I heading? What happened after surrender? There is a calculation. You know? When you say surrender, surrender to spiritual master, surrender to Prabhupada, what does that mean? Our mind, our false ego create this false mind, false intelligence, does not allow us. Why? Because we have a calculator in our thinking. Okay, if I surrender, well, our fear will go away. But, I mean, I need some money, no? After I surrender, do I get any? I mean, if I give away my money and everything, my body, my mind and my everything to God, what will happen to me? Will I exist? Yeah, you will exist. Will I be able to function individually? Yes. Independently? No. What about my independent idea? What is your independent idea? How not to be happy in spiritual path? What is the independent idea? Real independent idea, first you have to see your independence exist. In a disease condition, it is difficult. Prabhupada gave that example. If somebody has a heavy dysentery, I don't know if you ever experienced like this. I remember in Mayapur, we had many experiences like this. If somebody has a heavy dysentery and you say, today Prasadam had a gulab jamun, pakora, sweet rice. And can you not talk about that now? Why? Because there's no impetus. It doesn't feel like, you know, his body doesn't get it. And like, what is the value? I'm just dying or passing, you know. Like, it's very difficult. It's difficult. So when we have disease condition, we want a safety, secure, everything. Well, that is surrender. But the word surrender, it does not apparently has a negative meaning also. The best and simple way to think, I will just ask all of you, we do this every time. Just fold your hand. And this is how our acharyas, they always promote that this is the main and foremost thing in surrender. So individually you can say, oh Srila Prabhupada, dear Radha Sam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, please give me a strong faith to maintain a belief that you will eternally protect me and maintain me. That belief I want to have within my heart. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here, Yoga Dharma says, if you don't maintain that belief, you cannot progress in surrender. This is a foundation. Foundation, you have to have a belief. Where you give an example, like on this wall, you know, there's the electric wire. Now, if Barsana goes on the anywhere on the wall with the plugging in, you think that you see illumination? No. He has to plug into a designated outlet. Then you'll see the illumination. Similarly, in order to see Prabhupada and Krishna's protection in your life, you have to, like plug in, you have to plug in, you have to do some sadhana. You have to practice. You have to hold on to the instruction they gave. Then you will see for sure that result. The doubt comes. So I'm not seeing, I'm chanting for you sometimes. Whether maybe the surrender is not taking place. Surrender is the key. It is necessary. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prabhupada emphasized that Lord Krishna demanded surrender, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, keep on chanting and surrender will automatically will take place. This is His mercy. Only God can do it. Otherwise, if you say, first you surrender and then, I tell you honestly, I will fail in the beginning. But Prabhupada's explaining again and again how Krishna is so merciful that as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He said, just chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then surrender automatically will be taken care of. Yeah.
So, can you explain the verse Anya Bilasi Tasanyam? Because isn't that about serving Krishna without any desire for yourself? That's pure surrender.
That is.
And pure love is praying. So, how could we first start off serving Krishna with pure love? We have our own desires. Anyway.
That's a very nice question. If you analytically study Srila Prabhupada's books, you will see one place he says in Chaitanya Chaitamrita Purport, we should chant always everywhere for the public, because they are not eligible to hear philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But just by hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they will gradually progress to come to a point where they will chant, they will accept this, and they will be eligible to hear the philosophy. When we chant, a discrimination power called intelligence. Intelligence means discrimination power. Must rise. It is guaranteed it will come. You don't have to endeavor for it. It automatically comes. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Remember just few things that you are actually not chanting. You are serving under your spiritual master, Prabhupada's guidance, that because He emphasized us to chant, we are chanting. So this under guidance is a very nice key to enter. And then when you chant, okay, I'm trying to please Prabhupada, I'm going to chant, I'm chanting. Discrimination first develop. When discrimination start developing, what you start doing? You are engaging slowly, slowly auspicious, good activities. Then, as you are chanting more, you become eligible to hear the philosophy. When you hear the philosophy, you understand the concept of surrender, and you keep on chanting, you engage in devotional service. Engaging in devotional service, then the discrimination power matures. When discrimination power matures, that time, your ignorance will be disappearing. When your ignorance will be start disappearing by discrimination power, by chanting, engaging in devotional service, then you will see that separate, independent enjoyment spirit, what we call karma or jnana, will disappear. You don't want to do. You just want to please your spiritual master. Whatever they say, you want to just do that. You just want to just follow. You just automatically within you, it will like automatically, naturally attract. I just want to follow what Prabhupada said. I'm interested what he said. It's more important than anybody else said. It's like natural. It's not artificial. It's natural. We feel that. Naturally, you feel like to hear. Then when you come more, then you want to engage your mind, your word to talk about it, and your bodily service. Then mind, body automatically will engage under his guidance. Then automatically you want to develop a desire how to bring pleasure to Guru Krishna through your mind, body and word. That stage is called pure devotional service. But it's a gradual progress. If somebody is chanting only one round, we should respect that. We should not judge. So that's what he is eligible for. He is hard working, just met the devotees chanting one round. If somebody chanting four rounds, if somebody just coming only Sunday feast, we should encourage everybody to gradually progress. Whatever, wherever they are, we should always bring them closer. But only way you can do it, Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to be dedicated servant of this Krishna conscious movement, then your first duty to please Prabhupada, that find a quality in all the souls that you are surrounded by, how that quality can be engaged in devotional service. You will see everybody has at least one quality minimum, how can be engaged in Krishna consciousness. And slowly you fan that quality. You know, fanning? It requires intelligence and dedication. I don't have a time for it. Oh, then you are not merciful. Try to find little time for at least another one person. You don't have to do 10, 20, one person. Encourage little bit. If that person say, I love prasadam, just say, you want to go to the Hare Krishna temple, they have a prasadam again. This morning sometime they have. Maybe we can go on Sunday feast. Or we can go actually any day, morning also they have some prasadam. Anything you see they are attracted, fan that. Fanning. But don't blow too much air, then it will extinguish. The way Prabhupada said it to Sam Sundar Prabhu, he says fanning, slowly. Let it grow. Little lamp going to blazing fire. That one quality will dissolve all the material contamination, wash away. When that one becomes effulgent, bright. This is required. We all have to help each other. Each devotee just take one person helping each other. How to bring close to Prabhupada and Krishna. Itself solved. We can live very harmoniously. You know the word harmoniously. It is necessary. Like in kirtan, one person play midanga, one person play kartal, one person sing, one person dance, one person goes this way, another person goes this way, another person is laughing at you. These are all harmonious, but it's the same purpose for the pleasure of Guru Krishna. So similarly, we have to live in a harmonious way among the devotees. No competition, no ill feeling, no judgment. By saying is not enough. Practically, we have to act. It is necessary. Otherwise, even in my contaminated mind, sometimes, oh, that devotee doesn't come to morning program, that devotee doesn't chant. It will come like this. It's very dangerous. You should always think they belong to Krishna. What did Srila Prabhupada say? If you want to be merciful to others, two things you must remember. Yeah? Everything belongs to Krishna and for Krishna's pleasure. That's one. How condition soul got into this material world? And if they don't go back, what will happen? Very good. Thank you. These two, you must remember if you want to be merciful to others. Why? You have to. You've got to be merciful to others. This is the nature of Vaishnava. But Srila Prabhupada said, if you don't remember these two things, what will happen to you? Hari Bol, if you want to be merciful to others, I mean, you got to be merciful to others, but in order to save yourself, you have to remember these two things. And if you don't remember these two things, what will happen? You may fall down. That's why we see sometimes devotee fall down. Prabhupada actually very scientific way he explains. Very practical. Difficult to remember. That's why association is required. They remind each other. Okay, we're going to do it now.
Vajnath. What is the difference between Maya and ignorance? Babaji. Maya is Lord Krishna's potency. Using this potency, he created the material world to purify the rebellious souls. Maya has two features, avidya, ignorance, and pradana, the primordial form of matter. Avidya directs her efforts to the individual souls, and pradana directs its efforts to the inanimate matter. From pradana, the material universes are manifested. From avidya, the material desires of the conditioned souls are manifested. Maya also has two other features, vidya, knowledge, and avidya, ignorance. These two direct their efforts to the individual spirit souls. Avidya keeps the souls imprisoned in the material world, and vidya releases them from their prison. When the criminal soul turns towards Lord Krishna, the vidya potency acts on them. And when the criminal souls forget Krishna, the avidya potency acts. Knowledge of Brahman is a specific feature of vidya. The first phase of vidya is pious deeds, and the concluding phase is understanding the truth. Avidya covers the soul, and vidya uncovers him.
So Maya has two features. Maya has two functions, two nature, two aspect. So four things. And each one has two division. Maya has two covering, what are called? No, Maya's two covering is Avarnatmika, Prakshanatmika. First thing it does, just imagine somebody is a senator of Florida. Next life he's going to be a pig. And in order to be a pig, he has to like to taste the stool. But he was growing up with ice cream and cake. So Maya Devi will have a very systematic operation how he will forget that he was a senator eating ice cream and cake. And if he takes the prasadam, he will be saved. He may not have to go through. But if he did not take prasadam, just eating ice cream and cake, then Prabhupada gave an example, he will be put into a little room. Now hell is not bad, there is a requirement, because that soul wants to enjoy like this. I know. Then what happened? Prabhupada says that, he didn't say senator, but he said that person will be stuck in that room. For how long? Until he is screaming for food. For months. And then he will get tired out that there is no food. He get a body, when you give up this body, if you need to go to that position, you will be given a body called Jantrana Deha. That body produce extremely pain, but you do not die. You will be like experiencing heavy duty. Then at one point, when you are like kind of completely depressed and depressed and depressed, nothing comes. Srila Prabhupada says in a morning walk, they will throw a little stool. And then the person thinks, ugh, disgusting. But he didn't have food for a month. I don't know if you can imagine. But it happens. He will think about it. No. But there is nothing else. At one point, he will take it near the nose. It smells bad, but he will try it. As soon as he says, it's not that bad. That's it. He will go to a Alachua pig farm and take a birth. He enters into the body of a male and that's it. Very soon there is a piglet. He was a senator last life, now he's a piglet. So this training place is called hell. Is that bad? No. That senator wants to have enjoyment with anybody. He has no discrimination. So Krishna give him a body where there is no discrimination. So hell is required. Hell is required. Hell is required to go through this cycle. If everybody wants to serve Krishna, then hell is not required. We're done. So that's what the Vaishnavas, Hare Krishna people are doing. We have time. Okay. What are we discussing now? Oh, Maya. This is called, so as a senator, how is going to eat the stool now? Maya is needed. You understand? Maya is needed. Maya is not bad. Maya is needed. Maya will come and she will put a nice covering and the senator will never remember he was a senator. He will eat the stool and he will feel very nice. This covering is required. So this covering and throwing back, this is two functions. Then Maya has a two division. One division is called ignorance and one division is called dead matter. The dead matter origin from Pradhan. How much dead matter is there? As much you need. There is no end either. And how much ignorance is there? As much. How do you get out of both? Come on, practical, today. Tonight you can start. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That is removing the ignorance. But that matter is not removed. Remember two division. One is ignorance, but the dead matter is not removed yet. How do you remove the dead matter to Krishna consciousness? Offer it. Very good. Offer it to the deity. While you are walking, there is a beautiful flower. The flower is saying, take me to Krishna. Anything in this world, everything belongs to Krishna for his pleasure. As she said, everything, Prabhupada said, everything belongs to Krishna for his pleasure. This is very important to us. Krishna sevai jaha hai anukul vishay boliyatare hai mahabhul. Srila Bhakti Srila Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj used to quote this verse. Krishna sevai jaha hai anukul. Whatever is favorable, you can serve in Krishna. And you're thinking, nah, I don't have a time to go to temple and use this. That is a, did you understand what I'm saying? Say you are working in Orlando.
And you know the temple needs something like this. But you're thinking like, I'm not going to go all the way to temple. I just go home and rest. But these things, you in front of you, needed to be engaged in the temple and you're trying to avoid. What happened? You're doing a biggest mistake. You will suffer for it. How anything else will be engaged? If Vaishnava, if the Hare Krishna people don't engage everything in Krishna service, who is going to engage? So therefore, it is our responsibility that whatever can be engaged in devotion, not by stealing, I don't mean that way. I mean legally. You don't need to offer the whole Hitchcock to Krishna because you don't own the Hitchcock. If you own it, you can offer it. Otherwise, whatever you have in your house, in your capacity, you offer it. That's our point. Anybody possess anything, they should offer it. Always for his pleasure. That's all. So that's called two aspects. Matter, pradhan, and ignorance. So we both understood. Then there is another concept of maya. What is it? One is Joni and one is Pishachi. Two forms. One is called wicked witch. You know wicked witch? You do not know where am I. Anybody saw wicked witch? No, you don't see. It's invisible. Oh, that's a movie. How do you know when you have that, you know, we sing that song. Prabhupada said it is compulsory in Mayapur to sing that song. Jeev Jago, every day they sing. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bale, Kata Nidra Jaure Maya Pisa Chira Kole. Say, how long you are sleeping in the lap of Maya? What does that mean? How do you know if you are in sleeping on the lap of Maya? How do you know? Tonight we need to go to sleep or not? We're not going to sleep, right? Because lap of Maya sleeping. No, you don't go to sleep. But to maintain this body, to serve Prabhupada and his mission, you need to take care of this body. You follow? For that purpose, you say, my Lord, this body belongs to you for your service. So let this body rest, but don't put me into illusion. Please keep me always at your lotus feet. This way you take rest. But if you think you want to enjoy the sleep tonight, then you are in Maya. So the intention behind your sleep is very important. Yet during the day also, if we are not engaged, then it's the same as. Okay, so this is, and sense enjoyment. This is another form of Maya. Two forms. One is which? One is which also suck blood. Dinka bhakini, ratka bhagini. Prabhupada also quote this. Palak palak rahocho se. It's a very heavy duty, those verses. Very sweet. That so long we are engaged to serve the Lord under Prabhupada's guidance, then we are safe. This is the bottom line. Okay, next.
Bhajana, what does pradhan do? Babaji, in the beginning, the Supreme Lord employs time to agitate the material energy. In this way, the Mahat Tattva is produced. Agitated in this way, Maya's feature called pradhan creates things. From the Mahat Tattva, the false ego is manifested. When false ego is transformed by ignorance, the sky is manifested. From the sky, air is manifested. From air, fire is manifested. From fire, water is manifested. From water, earth is manifested. In this way, the five material elements, which are called Pancha Mahabhuta, are manifested.
What is the first thing of the creator? No.
False ego.
No.
Desire.
Krishna.
Intelligent actually
Now, please hear how the five tanmatra are created. When time agitates avidya, ignorance, jnana, knowledge of the impersonal, and karma, fruitive action, are manifested from that mahatattva. From the karma thus manifested from the mahatattva, the modes of goodness and passion are manifested, and from them jnana, knowledge, and kriya, action. From the Mahatattva, false ego is manifested. From false ego, intelligence is manifested. From intelligence, the quality of sound is perceived in the sky. From sound comes touch. Thus, sound and touch are manifested from the air. From them come prana, life force, ojja, energy, and bala, strength. In fire are manifested fire are manifested form, touch, and sound. Then, by the transformation created by time, water is manifested. In water are taste, form, touch, and sound.
Then next comes fire. In the fire you have three, because previous two of the sound and air, and now in the fire, four. And in the water you have previous three plus this new four. And in water you see previous four like this. It's very easy. Okay. That's why water has a fire in it. Hydraulic.
A further transformation brings earth, in which there are fragrance, taste, form, touch, and sound. The all-knowing Purusha avatar helps these changes become manifested. False ego has three features: Vaikarika, goodness; Taijasa, passion; Tamasa, ignorance. From false ego in the mode of goodness, material objects are manifested. From false ego in the mode of passion, the 10 material senses are manifested. There are two sets of senses, knowledge acquiring senses and working senses.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Pancha Kalpa Tanuvascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha, Patitan, Pavana
Jai Sri Guru Sai, Radha Seno Sundar, Krishna Balaram. Thank you.